Brian's Quest is an independent, not-for-profit social enterprise dedicated to developing ways of enjoying and learning about the natural world. The emphasis is on experiences that don't just rely on the sense of sight. Through it, the man behind the project, Andrew Hesser, wants to encourage more blind and partially sighted people to experience the wonders of the outdoors. And to achieve this, he uses the help of fictional character Brian.
Brian loves the countryside, but he's angry.
Yes, I am angry about the lack of opportunity for us blind people to learn about nature. Where are the miniature models of mountains and humped-backed whales? Where are the full-scale models of condors and hammerhead sharks? Where are the 3D tactile maps of coastal pathways and gently undulating hillocks? And don't get me started on the lack of audio description.
So Brian is quite a character, and to tell me more about him is his creator, Andrew Hesser. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, Paulina.
So I made quite a blunder when we first spoke because I mixed up your name with Brian's. I imagine that happens a lot.
It does, yeah. I do feel a bit schizophrenic sometimes because I've invented this character, Brian, deliberately because he's far more outgoing and far more assertive than me personally. So I think that makes for more interesting videos.
So Brian's Quest is your brainchild, but what made you start the website and the YouTube channel in the first place?
I've always felt that I don't get enough opportunity to get out into the great outdoors and explore as a totally blind person. So then I thought, well, what visually impaired people need is more access to more useful tactile maps. And that's partly how it got started. But then I thought it's not just tactile maps that we need. I personally and would enjoy knowing more about the wildlife in and around me as I'm walking through a wooded area or across a meadow anywhere in the UK. Or I'm based in Cornwall and we've got hundreds of miles of coastal path in the southwest, and I really enjoy walking along there. I enjoy hearing the ocean and the bird song and the wind in the trees, but I don't necessarily get a good feel for where I am in relation to any other landscape features. And also not knowing the sort of different birds, their shape, their relative sizes, and those sorts of questions really interest me. And if there were resources available so that we could learn more about the animals and the plant life and the giant trees around us, I think we would get a more enriching experience.
So you're basically looking for more tactile resources there that can help you really get the most out of outdoors.
Yes, definitely. Models, scale models, or particularly I'm interested in life-size models. And I wouldn't know what a kingfisher is like until I was given as a present a life-size model. And the kingfisher is quite small, I was surprised, but a really nice, prominent, long beak. And all those sorts of details, they're quite hard to describe, and there's nothing better than getting your hands on an accurate tactile model. But when I've gone to many nature attractions, I've felt extremely excluded. I'm with my family, and they will point things out to me. But that's quite a burden for them to spend their time describing things to me. It would be great to have audio description.
We're talking about wildlife, but there is other content on the website for anyone who maybe wants to venture a bit closer, like their own garden.
Yeah, partly fueled by the lockdown situation here in 2020. But I've turned to gaining a great deal of enjoyment and stimulation from growing plants. Now, I've used my garden as a way of demonstrating to everybody what a blind person can do within nature. And I produce videos which are uploaded onto the Brian's Quest YouTube channel.
Where can we find your YouTube channel, and how do we keep in touch? Because there's other resources as well that we can follow you on.
My YouTube channel is simply called Brian's Quest, and that's B-R-Y-A-N. There's also a website, which is Brian's Quest, and that's without the apostrophe.
So I also heard that you're working on a very exciting project right now.
Yes. As I was saying earlier, all of the nature attractions across the UK, and some of them do have some useful resources that do stimulate the senses. So they will have a model of an otter, for example, or one place I went to had a model of a buffalo. But those opportunities are few and far between. So the new project at Brian's Quest is to let's get all vision impaired people, whenever they go out and about to visit attractions, letting Brian's Quest know if they come across any non-visual nature experiences. So those will include things like models or fragrant plants or very good audio guides or audio descriptions. And then those are going to be compiled on the Brian's Quest website into a directory, which will then enable anybody to key in a town or an area of the UK. And if they're going there on holiday, they can find out what non-visual nature experiences they might be able to go and visit when they're in those areas, as well as making people aware of what's in their local area. The more that we catalogue these things and then share that information, the next step is then to encourage more nature attractions to join the rest of the nature attractions that are actually providing some of these, what I call non-visual nature experiences. The directory, which I'll produce at the end of this and compile all this information into, I've called it the Sensational Nature Availability Knowledge Exchange. That's a mouthful. So that's S-N-A-K-E. So that's snake. So it's the snake directory. Your listeners have the opportunity to go to briansquest.org website. And on there, there is a form which has a few guided questions, which will then enable them to let me know where in the country the nature attraction they want to tell me about is, and also what non-visual nature experiences that particular place actually has. And we're looking at things to listen to, so sound, things to touch, things to taste, that includes the cafe, and aromas.
Obviously an amazing database that you can get involved with. And it's not just a website. You can also email Brian at briansmission@gmail.com. And in the meantime, Andrew Hesser from Brian's Quest, thank you for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.